on today's episode of Talkin' Tom, we're starting our summer with Toy Story 4, starring the world's sweetest birthday boy, Tom Hanks.
Toy Story 4 is a 2019 computer animated comedy directed by Josh Cooley and is the alleged finale of the Toy Story series.
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates.
What's up, Hanks heads? Welcome back to another episode of Talkin' Tom, the Pod Hanks Tomcast, where we watch Tom Hanks movies and then we talk about them.
It's been a hot minute.
It has been so many hot minutes. My name's Josie.
I'm Daniel.
In case you forgot.
I did.
It has truly been so long.
You've been gone.
I have been gone.
We heard tell of your adventures, but they were incoming. Now you're on the other side of it.
I've come back from Mexico. I'm a new version of myself. I feel like I was rebooted. Literally, I'm like Josie 2.0.
You had like a private apartment.
I did. I had like a little casita. I speak Spanish now, so.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I took 4 years of Spanish and I should have kept up with it.
Yeah, I had a wonderful time.
So the job was good.
It was great.
What was your favorite part of Mexico? What's your favorite part of the culture?
I mean, I wasn't honestly that immersed in the culture, unfortunately, because a lot of the people that I worked with were American, so.
Oh, okay.
But I got to see the sunrise almost every single day. That was the most wonderful thing I could have ever asked for.
Underrated.
Yeah.
And really incredible. I mean, it's cheap to say that there's great food all the time, but when we went, that's my, you know, I went to Mexico once.
Oh, yes. This is now a Mexico podcast.
Yeah. It's an incredible, beautiful place. Mm-hmm. And I mean, obviously the food, but like the community of when you're going out to eat is like such a thing.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to brag about Mexico all the time, but it's a very cool. I'm glad you got to do that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're feeling like Josie 2.0.
Yeah. I'm great.
You came back from Mexico.
Yes.
And then you were forced to dive straight into Toy Story 4.
Forced, yeah.
Yeah.
It really twisted my arm.
It's been an emotional thing. You've come back as Josie to Toy Story 4.
Yeah. So you and I went to see it together.
We did.
Yeah.
In a theater.
Which is fun.
On IMAX.
Oh, yeah.
Which is just cool. It was a LIMAX.
A LIMAX.
So IMAX, a proper IMAX is like a 10-story screen.
Right.
But a lot of theaters have, I call them LIMAXes. I think the internet might call them that too. There's a subsection of the internet of people that are just me.
Right, it's very specific.
Where like it's IMAX branded, but it's like, it's bigger than a normal theater, but not too much. But it's got great sound and
so great projectors. I'm sure I've asked this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm going to ask?
No, maybe.
Well, yeah, what's your name? No, what is an IMAX?
Oh, it's a very large screen with like a large lensed projector that uses like laser technology to project. So it's like really vibrant colors and then like a very expansive sound system.
Okay. Now, you saw Toy Story before we saw it.
I did. I went opening weekend also.
Did you see that on IMAX?
I saw it on Dolby Cinema, which is another premium quotation mark theater. It's actually Dolby Cinema. If you have Dolby Cinemas, it's my favorite type of premium theater.
Okay.
Unless you have a full size IMAX, they're really crazy and overwhelming. A Dolby Cinema is like this new projector tech that has like really insane contrast levels, so like it's very beautiful. it's really. Jesse forgot to plug in her headphones. We're just wearing them. But it's got like the colors and black and white levels are really crazy, and it has a really insane sound system. And you get like fancy recliners that have like subwoofers built in. Did you just give up?
I'm not even gonna wear them.
I will too. Though I like to hear myself in my ears. Is that weird?
You can hear me, right?
Yeah.
That's the important part.
But yeah, I saw it on both. I don't have a preference since they're both really cool.
Okay.
Cool experience.
So we got to talk. I don't know. How do we even attack this?
Well, first of all, I would say it's strange. It's strange that we got this.
It is.
Did you feel that when you saw the third one in theaters, I think, when we talked, right?
Yes, I did. Yes.
It felt so conclusive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's something that keeps coming up when I talk to people about, oh, I'm going to go see Toy Story 4 or whatever, uh-huh. they're like, do we even need that? Actually, like, gotten into some arguments with people about it.
I kind of thought that, too, initially. Yeah, until exactly. that trailer came out. Once I saw, like, a plot synopsis.
Yeah.
I was in. But at first I was like, why? Like, you did it. Like, you sort of did the impossible and have, like, three movies that are all considered to be great, excellent. Mm-hmm. People, you know, it's a lot of people's favorite trilogy. It's like, why do you return to it? But I think they did have a story for it.
Yeah. So why don't you, for the viewer, for the listener, what's the plot of Toy Story 4?
Toy Story 4 picks up where we left off. So all the toys have gone to Bonnie, mm-hmm. who is a young girl, because Andy's at college now. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how much time we spend with Bonnie, where we are in the story, but basically... we start the movie, we learn about Bo Peep's past, where Bo Peep went. Because I think in Toy Story 3, there's one line where they were like, you know, we've lost the toys we lost along the way. And he's like, yeah, like Bo Peep. And you're like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
So then we see what happened to Bo Peep, which right. is that she was Andy's sister's toy. And she was just a lamp, part of a toy, but she's also a lamp. And she was donated to another family. And that's how she ended up out of the story. His mm-hmm. sister got too old for her. But basically we follow Bonnie, or we follow the toys with Bonnie, and Bonnie's going to kindergarten and she's very nervous, as I assume children get before school. I wouldn't know. We've graduated. We're quite old now.
Yes.
But Woody is obsessed with making sure that Bonnie feels, you know, protected. Mm-hmm. Toys offer that. And while she's at kindergarten on like a, whatever, sort of a trial first day. There's a word for that I can't think of, and I'm not going to look it up. But it's like a day, like an open house. Orientation, that's yeah. the word. But she makes a new toy called Forky out of a spork and some other crafts. And Forky becomes alive, and Forky's really important to Bonnie. So it becomes Woody's obsession, because that's who Woody is, to protect Forky for Bonnie. And to celebrate kindergarten starting, her parents take her on a road trip. And she takes all the toys with her.
All of her toys.
Forky is convinced that he is trash. He's not a toy. He is trash. And so most of the movie is about this. And then it becomes about reuniting with Bo and sort of this really interesting sort of dynamic of, like, identity. Of, like, who are we? And mm-hmm. where do we belong?
Yeah, what is our purpose?
Because the Toy Story movies, look, having watched them at our age now, they're very morbid and very... thought-provoking in that they're really kind of horrifying in what they have to say.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much... wow. I think that's pretty much it.
I think that is. Yeah, it's... like, the things that kind of, like, jump out to you from this movie is that... things like the animation, obviously.
Insane.
How long has it been? What, 10 years? No.
Yeah, 9 years?
Yeah. It's been, like, enough time that... animation.
It's wild.
It's crazy.
And the opening scene takes place in the rain. Yeah. Almost just to be like, look what we can do.
Yeah, just like rub it in a little. It's That's phenomenal.
It's wild to have watched the movies in relatively quick succession.
Totally.
To see like where they came from.
Because we were even like, in the second one, we were like, holy shit, the animation yeah. is so good.
Oh wow, 3 years, they really did. It's weird, I think it's tough. I've seen people on the internet, they're like, oh, they should remake them with the new animation. But I think it's important. It's crazy to see like what became of them each time.
I agree.
And it is wild what they've accomplished.
Yeah.
Almost unfairly. There were trailers before Toy Story for other animated movies.
Yeah.
And they look 20 years behind.
Yeah, they really do.
I don't know what Pixar... well, I know what's happening. They have an insanely talented artist. But it's wild.
Yeah. It's also like the... like, Pixar knows who their audience is, who they're making. Like, the people who make Trolls are, like, not to shit on Trolls, obviously. But, like, that's, like, a whole separate market. Like, yeah. they're not trying to make Toy Story.
There's, like, a design to it.
Yeah. It's, like, a whole... it's just different, you know.
It is weird that there's things I never thought about with, like, especially with Toy Story 4's animation, where you have to light everyone to, like, fit their material. Like, Bo Peep is, like, ceramic, maybe?
Yeah.
So she has a really specific, like, gleam. And then Woody is some type of, like, plastic that's aged, so he has a really specific look. And Buzz is super vibrant, like, glossy plastic, and how much time that must take to create.
So we've got some new characters.
Yes.
Aforementioned Bo. Not new, but new to... we know much more about
And a new
her.
Woman.
She really is. She wears pants.
Yeah.
She like whips that skirt off and has like cool ass pants underneath.
That she's created?
Yeah. She has like a broken arm.
Yeah, we should talk about Bo has become, because Bo, we talked about in the first, I didn't really listen to it, but I know in the first, I've always had an issue with the first of how the first movie treated Bo.
Yes.
Because Bo is just like basically the, she's love like the interest. Sex symbol. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Which is so bizarre.
Her like thing at the end is that she kisses Woody a ton of times and he's like woozy from it. Remember there's like a, he's got kisses all over his cheeks and he's like woozy about it. So she's just there to be the thing to win, kind of.
Right. He like just wants to impress her.
Yeah. And they absolutely are aware of that and come to fix that because now she's this, she's basically Furiosa from Mad Max Fury Road, whereas she's like on her own, dealing with everything. Kevin. She's in charge. Kevin is not happy that we've put her in another room.
Kevin has thoughts on Bo.
Yeah, it's quite cool.
It is.
She's basically operating a, she's moving toys from place to place to find people to play with her.
Yeah, she's because like an independent, yeah.
She's basically running a business. Yeah. Of
what do they call them? Lost toys?
Yeah. So she was donated and then was donated again later to an antique shop where she stayed for a few years and then she escaped. Because she was like, I'm not going to spend my life in an antique shop. She's like, I want to live my life and I want to be played with by kids who need toys.
Yeah.
And then she has people, she has a company that she moves around with that moves them with her.
That little, like, it has a special name. They're like Polly Pockets, but they're not.
Oh, yeah. They're like the pet. Something the, pals. The vet.
Pet pals.
That might be right.
Yeah, like a little tiny
police officer.
Yeah, who's like sassy.
Yeah, and she likes Woody at first because he's a sheriff.
Yes.
She's very funny.
Yeah.
And they drive a skunk.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny to say these out loud without context. Cause you're right. Yeah, there's like this little police officer and she drives a skunk and really there's sassy. A three-headed sheep. And
uh-huh. Oh, yeah, the three-headed sheep.
Who gets named, and I forgot the name already.
I know, and so did Woody, and that's why they got out of him.
Which is fair.
Sporky.
Yeah, Forky.
Forky, fuck.
Forky's the most important new character.
He is. So, okay. I really liked the bit that they did with Forky at the beginning, because he comes from trash.
Yeah.
Like, he literally is, like, built out of materials from the garbage can. So then when they realize that Forky is alive, his first words are trash, and he's just constantly trying to run to the garbage can. I thought that shit was so funny.
It's amazing, and then the further it gets along, this it gets really sad.
You're like, oh. Yeah, and then it was kind of like, okay, I get it. Like, come on. Who's the voice of Sporky?
I forget his name, but it's like someone... It's the guy who plays Buster Bluth in a...
Yes. Yeah. Oh my god, what is his name?
His name is, I'm gonna look it up. Tony Hale.
Tony Hale.
Tony Hale. He's in Veep and he's great. Yeah. He's kind of playing a deranged Buster.
Yeah.
In this.
That's really funny.
But yeah, his pretty much Forky, his identity is that he's trash and he wants to be trash.
He evolves.
Yeah. But he sees singular purpose in himself at first.
Yeah. And eventually kind of comes to realize that the way that he looks at trash is the way Bonnie looks at him or something.
Yeah, trash to him is he says it's warm and brings him joy and he feels safe.
Yeah.
And Woody says, well, that's how Bonnie thinks about you.
And he's like, oh.
I'm Bonnie's trash.
Yeah. Yeah. Aw.
And yeah, it's really cool. There's sort of a, I'd be interested to get a take of people from the LGBTQ community, because I think it kind of, at least when this was coming out, there was sort of a thing about identity and like pronouns and things, where like how he views himself and what he wants to be. You know, he sees himself as trash, but trash is not a negative thing.
Right.
It's how he identifies, and so it's what he keeps trying to tell him what he is, but he realizes, no, I'm my own thing. Type of.
I didn't even put that together.
Which is kind of cool, and I think that's what they're sort of going for. I hope it is, because that was the message that I read from it.
Oh.
It feels progressive to me in a kid's movie. Secretly, without hammering in a kid's movie, it's about, like, who are we? Who do we, like, what are we supposed... Because I kind of feel like the crux of the movie is there's what we think we're supposed to be, which is Woody's whole arc. He thinks he has to be there for Bonnie, because this is... That's what he is now. He is there to make sure she's happy. And then he realizes toward the end, or Bo helps him realize, because she's found that in herself, that it has to be for himself too. And there's other things that he's allowed to be.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets to shift and be a new version of Woody. Josie 2.0, Woody 2.0.
Oh my God, the parallels.
Yeah, crazy.
So some other toys, the carnival toys.
Oh man, my favorite Combat Carl. There's a joke that starts in the movie, and then the final payoff of the joke comes after the credits, which is this.
Oh yeah.
There's these three commandos who I just realized are played by why can't I think of the name? They're played by Carl Weathers. That's why they're called Combat Carl.
Oh.
I watched an interview with Tom Hanks and he named them because they're trying to think of the name for it, and he's like, "Well, if it's Carl Weathers, it should be Combat Carl."
I don't know who Carl Weathers is.
No, he's from Predator, and he plays Apollo Creed in Rocky series, and he's also in Arrested Development playing himself. He's like the actor that Tobias hires to like teach him how to act.
Oh, okay.
But there's the joke where he's high-fiving, everyone's getting high-fived by Woody,
yeah,
and they keep missing the third guy.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, so you gotta stick around for the after-credits scene.
Yeah.
I would have left. I only stayed because you told me to stay. Because there were two post-credit scenes.
Yeah.
We're spoiled.
Yeah. Right. It's, you know, it's a new world.
We got the bunny and the duck.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Bunny and...
Key and Peele.
Who are probably my favorite. They're so funny.
Some really funny scenes with the two of them. That where they're describing how to get that set of keys from the old lady.
Maybe the funniest. I thought Toy Story 4 was one of the funniest Pixar movies. Yes. And part of it.
Yeah.
They call it the plush rush.
Yes. Oh my God. I was laughing so hard at that.
It's unbelievable. Their toys. Buzz goes to. So Woody gets kind of trapped in this. I guess we should back up. There's an antique shop in this town they stop in on their road trip. And in the antique shop is where Bo Peep was. And she's now escaped.
Mm-hmm.
But in the antique shop, there's more characters. So we have,
I want to say doll. Annabelle. I know that's not her name.
That's like the Conjuring.
Yeah.
Gabby.
Gabby.
And she's like this creepy, like a doll your grandma would have.
Yes.
And her voice box is broken. So she thinks she's not her true self because she is not complete in her eyes.
Yeah, and all she needs to, like, finally get a kid to love her
mm-hmm.
is to change her voice.
And then there's her like, creepy...
ventriloquist dolls or whatever the fuck. That is really creepy.
That is sort of horrifying.
I can't imagine taking a little kid to see this movie.
Well, it's interesting because we there were a bunch of kids at both screenings, and... they seemed fine through it. Maybe that ventriloquist dolls aren't scary till you know they're scary later.
Yeah. Oh, that's kind of interesting. Just like the concept of like fear is like learned.
Cause that's pretty spooky. Weird stuff. I forgot their names. It's a really funny name.
Turn their heads and stuff.
Like, there's like chase scenes where they like are fitting through small cracks and they're smiling really creepy. Yeah. And I liked them. And they're also used as like they twist their heads around to watch.
Like surveillance. Yeah. Like. Yeah, that's some creepy stuff.
Pretty great. And then we have Keanu Reeves as Duke Kaboom.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Because we're in the middle of the Keanu-sance.
Yeah, he's really having a moment.
Man is a gift.
I don't know that I'm so already all in on Tom Hanks. I don't know that I need like another male movie star to be enamored with.
Yeah, you know, you don't always get a lot. So it's kind of cool that we have two simultaneously there's only positive about.
That's true.
And what a year he's had, not to go off on a tangent.
Go off, sis.
But John Wick 3, he's in that Ali Wong movie.
Yes.
Which is an AMF.
Definitely, maybe.
Always be my maybe.
There you go.
Thank you, because I forgot. Toy Story 4, and then he's shooting Bill and Ted 3. And,
yes.
And he's in a big video game called Cyberpunk 2077. It was like a big reveal.
I say which one, like I would fucking know. I'm
yeah, you know, Cyberpunk by Project Red, creator of The Witcher.
That's what I was just about to say.
I know, you're a huge fan of that series.
Mm-hmm. Is that Sims or?
Yeah, pretty much. And that's kind of, I feel like those are sort of the core main new people.
Yeah. Well, okay, yeah, because we talked about because even the bad guys aren't really bad guys, they're just misunderstood. That's like...
Yeah, I liked that. I thought that was a nice change.
Yeah.
Like, Lotso in the last movie was pure bad.
Oh, fuck that guy, yeah.
The the contractor, the prospector. He's bad.
He's
the contractor.
The freelancer.
Yeah, you know, us. Yeah, they sort of, spoiler alert, they're not actually bad. They just have, the ways they're going about doing things are not good.
So Woody does face the same dilemma in this movie that he's faced in many other ones.
Yeah.
Do I leave my friends behind for some greener pastures?
Yeah. He sees it as a thing where it's what he wants, but he thinks he owes other people things.
Yeah. He loves Bonnie so much, which is great.
Yeah. But Bonnie doesn't feel the same about him anymore.
No, and it's not even like a mean thing. It's just like you outgrow things.
It's dark.
Yeah.
But it's true. Like, she doesn't play with him.
Yeah.
He's stuck in the closet with other toys that are like a chair.
Dusty.
And an alarm clock that are, you know, their time is done.
Yeah. So he's like, runs into his old flame, though, and she shows him this whole new world that's like, your whole identity isn't tied to the kid that you're owned by. It's very tempting for him, and it's sweet, and they have like an interesting little romance that rekindles.
They do it really smart, though, because they don't focus. At the end, I didn't feel like he chose to stay because of the romance.
No.
He chose to stay because of the possibilities of the future? Is that what you got to?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and also because they never kissed.
Yeah.
Which would have been so weird, in hindsight.
No, it's like a really beautiful way to wrap. Because they already wrapped things up perfectly, so instead we get... I think Toy Story 3 ended with like a conclusion where you're like, wow, I'm so happy to know that everything's going to be okay. And this ends with, I'm so happy that they have an exciting life ahead.
Mm-hmm. And all the toys like got their own little moments. Buzz got that funny internal monologue thing in her conscience.
Well, they sort of directly talk about inner voice.
Yeah.
In terms of who you are. Because he asked Woody, you know, how do you make these decisions? He's like, you know, it's your conscience, which is extra dark because that's on top of everything the toys have.
No, I don't think they all do, though. I think Woody does. I don't think the other toys have consciences. That's why Buzz has to push the button to be told what to do every time.
And listen. But he thinks it's himself.
He does. It'll be like, that was funny. That was really clever. He pushes a button and it tells him, like, go back to mission control or, like abort mission, like things like that.
There's like the great scene where he's trying to explain to them what it is, and he's gonna go after Woody, and he says the thing, he's like, no time to explain, gotta go.
Yeah.
And he just dives out the window.
Yeah.
I thought it was really interesting. Most of the characters kind of take a back seat this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Movie is about Woody and about Bo and about Forky. And even Buzz has like a little subplot, but he's a pretty small character.
Yeah.
Just strange after three movies of pretty even. But it is. It's Woody's story, ultimately.
Yes.
Tied into Bo Peep with this. So I'm trying to think if there's anything story related. We basically, the antique people kidnap Forky, and they want Woody's voice box because it'll make Gabby Gabby complete. Yada, yada, yada. You know, everyone tries to help make that happen, and eventually Woody gives it up and...
willingly.
Yeah.
Which was very interesting. It wasn't... Because there was, like, a moment where they could have just, like, pinned him down and taken it.
Well, that's sort of the shift for Gabby Gabby. She gives that speech about, like, you've had this... You've had a life... You've lived a life loved, and I want just, like... I would love any semblance of that. And it's really sad.
Yeah, same. Gabby.
And then she... So he gives it to her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's going to meet... She's going to... make her move to try and get loved, and she's left behind again.
Oh, my God.
And so Woody being Woody, as the stakes rise, Woody's like, come with us, we have a kid.
Right, and Bonnie's like on her way out of town at this point.
Yeah, the stakes are high.
They've never been higher.
And there's a really great reoccurring joke where the unicorn tricks Buttercup, the unicorn, keeps saying... part of his plan is that he's going to get Dad arrested.
Oh yeah.
Like we won't have to leave town if Dad gets arrested.
Yeah.
and that ends up having a great payoff by they basically, there's some, I was curious what you thought the movie, I don't know. There's a world established with how the toys work.
Yeah.
And they push it in this.
Yeah, they really do. Like, being able to drive and stuff, is that what you're talking about?
Just, like, the idea of, like, what... In the first movie, you know, they can't be seen.
Yes. They really guess, don't meddle.
But they do it... I guess they do it to Sid.
Yeah, but... I get what you're saying.
Again, this doesn't take... This is nitpicking. It doesn't take away from how I felt about the movie.
No, but they do... Totally crossed some lines.
Yeah, it's funny and it works, but it is strange sometimes to see like what they have to do. Like, well, we sort of what are the rules?
Yeah.
But then I keep getting I'm so bad at getting sidetracked. I need to write these things down.
No.
But Gabby ends up finding that there's a carnival in the town. They're going to go back to get back to the RV.
Mm-hmm.
Gabby sees a girl who's lost her parents, and she decides that's where I belong. And she does. She gets picked up by the girl, and the girl finds her parents, and it's really cute, and they have a nice moment. She did leave all of her ventriloquist dummy friends behind.
Right.
Which is sad, but maybe that's what they wanted. I don't know. They can't talk, so they can only smile really creepily.
I think the moment I started crying was when Gabby was found by that little girl.
Did you think she was gone?
No, it was more just like... I don't know what was actually making me cry. I think it was, like, seeing the little girl. It's so weird. A fucking cartoon. You can, like, feel it. Like, you can... The little girl is, like, suddenly so much braver because she found a toy. And she's like, I'm going to help the... She's like, don't worry. I'll get us help. Like...
Yeah. Like the...
Yeah, like, she found a way to find herself help because she was caring for this toy. It was just, like... I started crying and then I didn't stop till the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Until the post-credit scenes. I was crying. So much.
Yeah.
It was so sweet.
It is. It's a really... And it's a different sadness than Toy Story 3 sadness.
Because we got such a nice wrap-up, and you're like, do I need another one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
Turns out. Sure.
Turns out it was exactly what I needed. Because Woody has to decide, do I go with the toys and with Bonnie, or do I stay with Bo?
Yeah. And it's a really great... You get a really nice moment with him and Buzz, where he's like, you know, we'll take care of her.
She'll
yeah.
be okay.
And you're like, oh no, it's happening.
What's he gonna do to Bo?
And and then
Bo.
And everyone they make it where everyone gets to say goodbye, and there's a really great group hug.
Yeah, it's not like they're like, what happened to Woody? It's like we totally get a whole wrap up. You know everyone's gonna be fine. Bonnie's fine. Bonnie's got Forky.
Bonnie doesn't know, she's got Sheriff Jesse now.
Yeah, she does. Oh, that's right, because she gets the badge. Yeah, it was wonderful.
It was great. It was great.
I will probably go see it again now that we've talked about it.
Yeah.
Probably we'll go back.
Do you have a ranking? Have you adjusted your ranking of them?
I can't remember what I rated them last time, but I... Oh, boy.
I had a weird thing where I used to... I hadn't rewatched them since 3 came out.
Mm-hmm.
And in my mind, 3 was the best one. Because I was like, wow, I'm going to college. He's going to college. But on this rewatch, I actually would put 3 probably... I'd probably go... 2, 1, 4, 3. I love them all, but I think 3 minus the ending does the least for me. The ending, amazing. Everything in the compactor and stuff, insane.
But doesn't that make, I don't know, that for me makes the movie like, I can see how you can separate it, but it's also like, probably why I would, I don't know, man.
That's hard. I like that though. I like when it's hard to... Because a lot of like franchises have like a pretty like most people think this, but Toy Story seems to be very varied.
Just think of how wonderful to, I don't know if you want kids someday. I do. Being able to watch these like with your kids.
Yeah.
That's some cute shit.
Thank God they're great, because if they're like me, they're gonna rewatch them like 4,000 times. I'll be punished for whatever I did to my parents.
No, you'll get to watch Toy Stories all the time. How cute is that? Good movies. Yeah. So every time I talk, obviously we can talk freely in this podcast because people are clicking on it. But out in the real world, when I say I went to go see it, everyone's got like, well, did they really need another movie? And all I can ever respond with is like, I don't think you will feel that way once you see it.
Well, that sort of brings up an interesting point. It underperformed. I mean, I think box office talk is inherently a negative thing because people only look at like opening weekend numbers.
Really?
And it underperformed by Toy Story standards. Oh, it made like $130 million.
Right, but probably movie numbers are down as a whole, right?
But they thought, I mean, because like we had Avengers Endgame, which destroyed everything. Right. We had Aladdin's doing good. Lion King's going to do great.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, Disney right now has the top five highest grossing movies of the year, and Star Wars hasn't come out yet. Lion King hasn't come out yet.
There's another Star Wars coming out?
It's the episode 9. It's the last of the Skywalker saga.
Oh, boy. A bunch of words that sound familiar.
And then we get a break for 3 years, I think.
Okay.
But I lost my train of thought. Toy Story box office
underperformed.
Oh yeah, so it underperformed by box office standards. People were like, "No one wants to see Toy Story."
No, they do.
And I was like, "Well, I think there's also like there could be a fatigue to it."
Yeah.
People, and it's that mindset of like, because I was in the same mindset where I was like, "I don't know if I need this."
Mm-hmm.
Trailers are pretty good, but like. What's it got to say that I don't already know. Turns out it does have stuff to say.
And there were a ton of bits in the movie that were not in the trailers.
Yeah.
Which make it so much more fun when every joke isn't already ruined.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, yeah, there are some very funny moments.
I agree with what you said. Forky sells that movie.
He totally does. I mean, the trash thing went on like a breath too long for me, but the Operation Plush, what is it called?
Plush Rush.
Plush Rush. That was very funny. I laughed very hard. There's a man in front of us who was really loud. Remember
yeah.
him? That was weird.
It is weird, but I always like that when there's someone with like a really distinct laugh who just like is yeah. in. They're in for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we wrap up. The first post-credit thing is them at the carnival and they're helping other toys get won, which is very cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Helping children win the toys.
Yeah, so the toy, everyone's happy. Toys go home to someone.
Yeah.
Kids win.
And then we jump ahead a year, because now it's Bonnie's first day of first grade, and Jessie goes to school with her, and she brings home a new thing she's made, which is another thing I didn't really like.
Yeah.
Only because it was that same thing of like, oh, here's the other gendered counterpart.
Yeah, why do we need... Yeah.
Worth it for the joke, the trash joke again.
Yes.
She's like, why am I alive? And he's like, I don't know. I like that, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's another... You know, we were talking about we had a great time with Angels and Demons because it's fun to have different opinions.
Yeah.
But
sometimes
it's pretty good.
Yeah, and it's nice to have a new Tom Hanks movie to go see in the theaters.
We get another one this year.
What do we get?
Mr. Rogers movie.
Oh, God, if I fucking thought I cried a lot in Toy Story 4. Oh, baby.
Pretty stoked. Wow, Tom Hanks in a cardigan.
Oh, wow. I just lost my breath for a moment. Yeah, fuck, it's going to be a good year.
It is a good year.
It's been such a blessing with all this new Toy Story press.
Yeah.
We get so much Tom Hanks content.
It's funny. It's nice to have him back.
I mean, the man... He just constantly gets better.
Have you watched much of the behind-the-scenes stuff?
Not the behind-the-scenes.
Or not, I'm sorry, just his press in general?
Yeah, I watched a lot of the Jimmy Kimmel stuff and the Ellen stuff.
Oh my gosh, the stealing the... Did you see where he stole the...
cutout? So funny. And, yeah.
We'll have to make some links. There's so much talk show.
Yes.
He's clearly loving.
Yeah, loving he's it. Just born... You saw the thing on the red carpet where he... polishes Woody's.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
There was a great... He shared a story about... He was at Stagecoach with Rita Wilson.
Yeah.
And the people working a beer counter wouldn't serve him beer because he didn't have a beer wristband for the show's ID.
Fucking Tom Hanks.
And he's like, do you know who I am?
He was like, I will give you tickets to Toy Story 4.
I mean, kudos to those girls, though, for sticking to...
I would.
That's tough. Yeah, I would have crumbled.
Lose my job. Let him have
but now they're part of talk show history with him.
That's true.
So maybe they remember him.
Also, I really need to listen to Rita Wilson's album.
What a power couple.
Yes.
Power couple. There's a ton. There's so much good Tom Hanks stuff.
It's great.
Right now. It is a blessed.
It's a wonderful way to start the summer.
And we're going to get the rest of the year with it, too, because he's going to come back for
more press.
And that's
going to be Oscar shit. That's not going to be like...
Oh, we know what he's doing.
Stuff.
We know what you're doing, Tom.
Oh, and Tommy boy.
We got to figure out how to get into a press junket.
We do.
For Mr. Rogers' movie.
Yeah, well, maybe first step would be recording episodes on a regular schedule.
I'll take
potentially. The hit for
You did go to Mexico. I thought we did a pretty good job of staying up.
We did.
Crazy that things got timed by complete coincidence with Toy Story 4, Toy Story 3 and Toy Story 4.
Universe works in mysterious ways.
One thing, a little backtrack to Angels and Demons. There's one video okay. I have to talk about. I think I sent it to you. I found this video. It's kind of gone viral. Of 10 years ago, when Angels and Demons came out, in Tom Hanks' contract, he had to go to a Sony press conference to talk about Sony and all of the Sony products. And for like 12 minutes, Tom Hanks just riffs and makes fun of them and makes fun of everything. It's kind of unbelievable to watch. He just looks like a deranged man. Mm-hmm. And Rachel pointed out that it's crazy that someone has, that he is so beloved and so just beyond fame that he can, like, he can just shit on his parent company for 10 minutes and suffer zero repercussions. Yeah.
And it becomes like a viral sensation rather than like him getting kicked out of the movie industry.
It makes it even more endearing somehow. It's beautiful.
What a guy.
What a man. But that's sort of, do you have, we have another segment, but we sort of already talked about the other segment because we had a lot of stuff about this.
Yeah.
Do you have a specific thing for said other segment?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we have to do our intro then.
We do. It's time for our favorite segment.
Hanks Happening.
I was going to say Talking Tom. This is like the third time I've done that.
Hanks Happening.
Tom Star.
We're leaving it in.
It's Tom Hanks' birthday.
Oh, you're right. We're recording it. This will come out tomorrow. This is July 9th.
So July 9th. He's like 67, I think.
Wow. He looks like he's 30.
And I've come across... Oh, sweetie Kevin.
Kevin's really excited, Tom.
So, Tom Hanks, the king of bits.
Yes.
Has a son.
Yes.
Colin Hanks.
Yes.
King of Bits Jr.
Yes.
Who apparently, every time Tom Hanks has like a birthday or a Father's Day or something, he'll post something on Instagram. But he'll post a picture of Michael Keaton and say like, happy birthday, Dad. Like, it's so fucking funny. That's the hot.
Happy freaking birthday, Tom.
I know. How cute is he?
Guys, watch a Tom Hanks movie today.
Yeah, and every day.
If you get this day of, it's the day after. It's July 10th. But any day is a Tom Hanks day. Speaking of which, you could watch the movie we're going to talk about next, which is Tom Hanks returning to the writing-directing world.
Oh, my God. And the Tom-Com.
Larry Crown
with Julia Roberts. Oh boy, I got some juicy juice about that movie.
I have some good stories about that. I'm excited. I have a story that both starts life in Chicago and is one of the last things I did in Chicago around Larry Crown.
I can't wait to hear it.
It will make sense later. Can't spoil it now.
Perfect.
But I need to remind myself that I have that. I think I'll remember.
You will.
Then what else we got? Larry Crown. And then a few Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, which I've never seen.
Me either.
And then Cloud Atlas.
Oh boy, I've been like waiting to watch that movie.
It is a trip. And then Captain Phillips. Okay. Those are our next few.
Great, we got a good lineup.
And there's a few like I'd love to. There's a bunch of like Toy Story shorts that came out in this time period that would be fun to go over.
Yeah.
As we discussed. And then you know we are getting ever closer to having to watch Inferno, the third Robert Langdon movie.
Oh baby. So. Talk about a perfect trilogy.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that it?
It is.
You
Wait.
Feel good?
Yeah. There's two other movies Tom's in. We have two more Tom movies next year.
Which ones?
Wait, what? Why haven't I known about this? I'm learning something as I type. He's in a movie called Greyhound, which I think we've talked about. I think we talked about that movie before.
Probably.
It's the war movie.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And another movie called Bios.
Ooh.
American science fiction drama.
Ooh.
But Greyhound, he's credited as a producer and a screenwriter.
And an actor?
Yeah. Interesting.
Wow, we love that for him.
Wow, wow, wow.
We love a multifaceted career man.
What can he not do? Bless you. Happy birthday, Tom.
Have we already talked about handkerchiefs?
What?
Have we already talked about handkerchiefs?
Handkerchiefs?
We haven't.
Oh, I don't know if we've talked about it on the podcast or
but
just
like
in real life.
To each other, we have.
Yeah.
Speaking of Tom Hanks Jr., what's his name again?
Colin Hanks.
Colin Hanks. He has a line of handkerchiefs called Hankerchiefs. That's it. That's the whole thing. He donates money to charities with the proceeds and stuff.
I love Colin Hanks. He's really good in Fargo. And I don't know if you've ever seen the movie The House Bunny.
Yeah.
I love The House Bunny.
That movie is good.
And he's so good in it. And I'm going to watch it soon. I just decided.
It's been decided. All right. The sun's going down.
It is. The sun's going down in our fair Southern California city.
Kevin has been in the bedroom anxiously
Kevin's
awaiting.
Mad. The end she of wants the to podcast. Celebrate Tom Hanks' birthday.
Yeah. It was nice catching up with you, Daniel.
It was nice catching up with you.
I'm happy to be back.
Welcome back. Good to have you back.
All right. Is that it?
I think so. I can't think of anything else to say.
Okay.
Sorry, we don't have anything bad to see. You guys are like, I want to hear some hot takes. We don't got them this time.
It's just a happy good
time. I tell
time.
You what, come back and, actually, you know, come back the next few weeks and we might have some hot takes.
Have some juice. So, as always, if you're interested in continuing the conversation, you got some thoughts on Toy Story, you got a birthday message for Tom, who knows? You can find us on our website, talkintom.com. That's talking without the G. Just renewed the domain on that, so we're good for nice. Another year. for all the hits we're getting. We got Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, SoundCloud. Handle is...
Pod Hanks Tomcast. Pod Hanks Tomcast.
I got an Instagram. Sugar and Satire. I don't know.
Oh, it's filled with...
That one doesn't have the Mexico photos. You go to my other Instagram, Josie Vorenkamp. That's so weird. I never plugged that one on there. There's some weird, like, poetry about Mexico on there.
But Sugar and Satire is dope. It's like a vegan... It's a vegan baking blog.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to say.
It's a whole fucking deal.
And it's great. I've had a lot of Josie's baking and... damn.
And you...
I'm everywhere.
You are.
I'm on social media... I'm on Twitter. That didn't a lot.
Yeah.
I have a website now.
You have a website with your reel on it.
It's thatdanielot also .com.
Thatdanielot.com.
Thatdanielot.com.
Perfect.
Instagram, danielot.com. I got that one. Couldn't get the other one. So that's too slow.
Your Instagram is danielot.com?
No, wait. My Instagram is just danielot.
Oh.
I mean, I got that because someone... Kay. Never mind.
Okay, cool.
You know, it's that
time.
You
don't need to explore further.
It's chill.
Cool.
It's chill.
Well, my name's Josie.
I'm Daniel.
Hey, thanks for listening.